Our patient's endoscopic presentation of EoE reveals a mix of inflammatory and fibrotic features without severe stricture. Her histologic findings show an eosinophil predominant inflammation with a peak value of 21 eosinophils per high-powered field, and you confirm a diagnosis of EoE based on that. Cheryl has, in addition, by history, avoided peanut and tree nuts since childhood due to a history of anaphylaxis to both. She has mild atopic dermatitis and asthma, but moderately severe seasonal allergic rhinitis, and she is referred to an allergist.